Allen. And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Hi again, everybody. Bob here. Our four more requests at the mailing list. Want to put them in the in-basket, please?
Sure thing.
Send them okay.
Okay, that makes a grand total of how many thousand so far?
Oh, come on. That makes a grand total of eight. And I don't know whether that's 880 or 800.
Well, they're all on our mailing list, and they'll be in line for the stuff we may send out. And if you want to get on the list, just write to us, please.
And don't forget, too, that we have finally reached an agreement with Mr. Webley Webster, and we do have now the exclusive broadcasting rights of the Webley Webster coming out party on the 21st of March.
Boy, that's only a couple of weeks away, isn't it? That's going to be a real big day. You want to mark that on your calendar because it's an event you won't want to miss.
Chances are the 21st of March is marked on your calendar anyway, being, of course, the first day of spring.
Well, not on your Bob and Ray calendar, it isn't.
No.
Because by that, it's the 22nd of March, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
The 20th.
Those of you who just joined us, we had calendars, and we made them. We forgot it was leap year, so that's another subject,
yeah,
Bob, and I'd rather not get off on that now because it takes so long to get it organized.
I think the telephone is ringing.
Bob, I don't know how to thank you. You've always noticed that. Let me pick it up. Hello.
Hello, Ray. Kent Lyle Birdley here. Say, I'm not going to be able to make it into the city today, Ray.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you know.
Who is it,
Frank? It's Kent Lyle Birdley. And you're not coming into town, you say?
Well, I probably won't be able to get in to see you fellas for a matter of a few weeks. I had a chance for a free ride to Chicago.
Well, that's not...
Some friends I met at the secondhand clothing store are heading out that way by motor.
Uh-huh.
And they asked me if I'd join them.
Well, certainly. What are you going to do in Chicago?
Just kind of hang around, Ray. I don't have any definite plans. I may drop around to some of the radio stations and see if I can be placed there.
We have a tape and a transcription of the week that you were with us. Would you like it?
Certainly would like to have it, Ray. It might come in handy as an audition.
Mm-hmm. Well, where could we send it?
Send it in care of the secondhand clothing store.
And they'll...
They're getting my mail for me right now. I'll be leaving the end of the week.
Well, I don't... I'm sorry. You won't be in, then.
I can't make it, Ray. I know you are sorry. I know you're sincere when you say that.
Yes.
But I won't be able to. I'll let you know when I get to...
What'd he say?
He's going out to Chicago with some friends he met at a store, and he can't come over to say hello.
Oh, yeah.
We were cut off there. Somebody cut us off. And now, friends, we have this for you to listen to.
Confidentially, before I got the happy habit, I never could have talked to strangers this way. Mumbled, maybe, but talked? Oh, never. And my happy habit is catching. One listen does it. Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter's House Party, Gary Moore, and the new Bing Crosby Rosemary Clooney show. CBS Radio has them all. It's live show biz sound. Every Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Catch?
Now, is everything set up at the World Communications Center?
Well, I think it's as confused as ever, but let's get about it anyway. As we call in from spots around the world, Bob and Ray news reporters who are stationed there to bring us information and news that may be...
And from the Bob and Ray World Communications Center in New York, it's time for a look at the world's news, what the world is thinking and saying. By our far-flung correspondents in Rome, Lisbon, London, and Paris. Well, the Summer Olympics seem to be uppermost in sports-minded people's minds, and so for a report on what's going on in London in regard to this, we call in Phil Fish. Come in, please, Fish.
This is the Phil Fish in Rome. We are looking forward. I left London about 3 days ago to come down here to Rome to cover the Summer Olympics. Talking with some of the native Italians here, I discovered that they are as anxious to witness the Summer Olympics as I am. Now back to America.
Bob and Ray's London correspondent, Phil Fish. And now for the report from Rome, our accredited correspondent there, Brad Balloon. Come in, Rome, and Brad Balloon.
Hello, Ray. Hello.
Hello, Balloon.
Hello, this is Brad Balloon in Lisbon. It is now back to America.
Our newest correspondent, Maynard Maverick, is standing by in Lisbon, Portugal, about ready to report on the sports picture from Lisbon. Come in, Maverick.
Hello, Bob and Ray. Kent Lyle Birdley here.
Engineer, you've got Kent Lyle Birdley.
I won't be able to make the...
That does it. Bob, would you try to pick up our correspondent, please, in Paris?
Right. For a report on the Summer Olympic activity in Paris, here then is Phil Fish.
This is Steve Bosco. Well, spring training is underway now. As you know, we have two leagues.
I'm going to Chicago, Bob and Ray. I won't be able to drop by.
Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out at home.
Unfortunately, our transmission has been rather garbled, and we have brought you what we could of the reports of Phil Fish, Brad Balloon, Maynard Maverick, and Steve Bosco from the Bob and Ray World Communications Center in New York.
Bob, I want a meeting in the morning.
Sure.
Boy, I've never heard a report from around the world so thoroughly messed up or botched up in my life.
I tell you, we got off to a bad start. I was handed a note just as I took the air with that feature saying that...
Bob, let me finish. I am fit to be tied. Why couldn't this be correct? This was taped.
Well, that's what I was going
to say. A week ago!
I know that.
A week ago it was taped.
I know that.
What happened?
Let me explain. Phil Fish was supposed to be in London. That was our first pickup point. You got that.
But Kent Lyle Birdley, he's on there. He's going to Chicago.
That was a crossed up line.
Steve Bosco reporting on spring training. The whole thing was built around the Summer Olympics.
That's right.
Well, suffice to say that it was a bomb. It was another radio goof. For which we can take bows, I suppose. I'm embarrassed. I have to go out tonight to a very, very important party.
I know. You'll be met by people who will ask you what happened.
They're going to say, Goulding, that was a mighty nice world report you had. And then they'll snicker and laugh.
Now, I'm in an embarrassing spot. I can imagine. I understand.
I just... Can you carry on, Bob? I'm going to ankle off here for a while. I'll be back.
Okay, if that's the way you feel about it. Will you fill, please, Webb, with a little bit of jealousy?
Oh, no. Carry on with your show.
All right.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, Lawrence Spechtenberger had received a call from Earth requesting that he return and take part in the great debate with state. Now, at a testimonial dinner to honor his departure from the planet Venus, we see Spechtenberger and Bug Mellish, who's come to pick him up. And we hear...
For you have released all tension.
testimonial dinner they're giving in my honor.
Yeah, but we got to get going, Fashionbrook.
Please, this girl here has been so much help to me during my stay. These are her final words.
Sure, a bunch of people here. They must have liked you, Fechtenberg.
Just be quiet, please, Mug. I want to hear what she says. I'm going to miss you, too.
And you have replaced these negative thoughts with positive thoughts.
Do you feel real tired, Fechtenberg?
No, I feel like a new man now.
You feel rested?
Yes, I certainly do.
And contented.
Yeah, I feel kind of tired myself.
And now you retrace your steps.
Yeah, well, look, we got to get going, Frank.
And return.
Wait, Mom, will you, Ellis, please? Just a moment. This girl has been very kind to me.
I know that, but... Wait a minute, she's going to say something else.
Quiet.
And you go forth with a feeling of well-being.
She said that, did she?
Of strength and courage.
Oh.
And self-confidence.
Thank you. And as the toastmaster at this farewell testimony dinner for Lawrence Fechtenberger, I'd like to call upon our dear mayor of Venus, who probably knows a few anecdotes about Lawrence that he'd like to tell us about. Here he is. Mayor Promenya.
Thank you very much for this warmer ovation, and I don't want to take up too much of your time telling stories about Fechtenberger, other than to say we have had a very pleasant relationship with him here. He has built a frozen custard stand to be envied by all, one and all. He has done a marvelous job and built the profits of his frozen custard stand.
Thank you, Mayor.
To an unheard of
feat.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to call upon...
Come on, Fechtenberger. Let's get out of here.
Guest of honor, and Lawrence Fechtenberger, who will say a few farewell words.
Make it short, Lawrence. Make it short.
Thank you, my dear friends and it is indeed a sad day for me to be leaving Venus. I want to thank you all for the help and the assistance you've given me here and for the understanding. And it's with a heavy heart that I board the ship to return to Earth. If you ever come to Earth, I hope that you'll drop in at the Space Academy and say hello to old Larry Fechtenberger. And I'll never forget you folks here on Venus. Thank you.
And with speeches over, Lawrence and Mug prepare to return to the spaceship and head for Earth. Be sure and join us for our next episode when we'll hear Lawrence say...
Well, folks, we're back. We can't get the ship started.
In the next exciting episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate. Lucky that episode ended when it did, huh?
Yeah.
Our time is just about up for the day. But we'll have some words of advice for you in just 10 seconds.
Now, Bob, how about another one of your...
All right, there? Ray, I wrote this one last night. Don't be a cheat because it'll make you unpopular.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get word.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Bob and Ray came from the CBS Radio.
And KCBS, AM-FM in San Francisco. FM in San Francisco.